Welcome to the Awakening to Abundance podcast. I'm your host, Athena. This podcast is more than a podcast. It's a transformative journey designed to help you awaken to your abundance, for you to discover what living the fullness of life means to you. As always, we're jumping right in with today's episode.
Hi, y'all.
I know this is a Saturday, but it's still the holiday season and I'm still traveling a little bit. And I am actually also live from the Ritz-Carlton in Pentagon City and doing it for the first time, coming live with you on my computer. So bear with me if things go a little bit awry, but hopefully we'll be fine. I'm sure we'll be fine. Today, we are going to talk about consciously manifesting your 2026. And so you took time the last couple of weeks to really reflect on 2025. You really sat with yourself and looked at everything that you manifested in 2025, which helps you see what you actually can do, that you can actually manifest your desires, that it is available to you. And now we're going to finish this little mini series up of lives, and we're going to take some intentional time and space to think about what it is that you want to manifest in 2026. So I invite you to be very intentional in setting a day and some time aside, and perhaps a nice space in your home, perhaps grabbing your favorite journal. Maybe you got a new one for Christmas or the holidays that you're going to use for 2026. Or maybe you're going to grab your phone for some voice notes. However you want to do it, but be intentional, because that's what consciously manifesting means, and rules to be intentional. And it also means to slow down and to tap into that place inside of us that is peace, is love, is joy, is wholeness. That place that reminds us that our outer world is a reflection of our inner world. And when we connect to that inner world, the outer world just appears. And so when we take time to connect to our inner world, when we take time to find limiting beliefs, find things inside of ourselves that maybe we want to work on, that is then outpictured into our lives, into our 3D reality. And it reminds us that it's always a journey and that we are always whole from this space. So whatever we want to manifest, however we want to learn and grow and expand, we also know that we innately are whole. We innately are worthy. And so when we manifest from this space, from that wholeness, from that knowing of who we truly are, at the core of who we are, then how it outpictures itself is still fun and exciting. But we know where the true joy, peace, fullness arises from. And we're in contact with that more of the time. And thus, our outer circumstances, our outer manifestations, while wonderful, lovely, and obviously desirous, or we wouldn't be manifesting them, they are not what brings us the actual joy and the peace. It comes from here. What I want you to journal on is, for 2026, what is it that you want to feel? What is it that you want to feel? What are the feelings you want to have in 2026? What state of being, what state of consciousness, because our feelings and our thoughts make up our consciousness, our state of being, what do you want to feel more of the time? And so obviously, most likely, you're not going to say, I want to be in chaos. I want to be in stress, right? It's going to be the opposite of that usually. I want to feel more peace. I want to feel more joy. I want to love and be loved, right? So really zero in on the feelings that you want to feel. And sometimes this can be difficult to think of feelings, emotions that we want to feel. So I will also link in the emotions wheel, the feelings wheel for you to look at as well in case you get stuck around that. But that's the first step. And so once you're done with that, once you're done journaling or voice noting or even meditating on that, the next question, the next step is, who do you want to be? Who is it in 2026 that you want to be? And sometimes in spiritual circles and manifestation, we talk about de-identifying ourselves. But right now, for this exercise, I want you to identify who you want to be in 2026. Because we know as conscious manifestors that who we truly are is that wholeness, is that innate worthiness, is that connection to higher consciousness, the universe, God, divinity, whatever you want to call it. But when we're talking about manifestations on the outer world, that is usually talked with or talked about utilizing identities. So who is it that you want to be? Who is it that you want to become in 2026? What up levels do you want to have? What would you like to be in the identity that you are manifesting for yourself? And oftentimes in manifestation, we talk about how you can, you do and have all of your desires. And so we're touching a little bit on the beingness. Who do you want to be? And again, that can be identities. It can also be feeling states. I am the person who blank. But I want to take that a step further. So the doing and the having, when we are conscious manifestors, looks a little bit different. We actually don't need to focus so much on the doing and having, because the having is a result of how you are feeling and how you are being. So whatever is going to be halved will come. And the doing is actually often the how of who you are being and what you are feeling. So it's a different take on manifestation, because of course you can be, do, and have all of your desires. You can be a teacher. You can be an athlete. You can be whatever it is that you want to be. We touched on that already. But the do, you don't have to be in so much control over. If you are focused on who you are being, on who you're becoming, the doing will actually fill itself out. You don't have to put so much pressure on yourself. You don't have to know what exactly that's going to look like. You can surrender that. You can move from that wholeness state that the doing, the how, will just appear. And with that, everything that you will also have from the beingness. So again, this is just a different way of manifesting, a different way of looking at manifestation. So that was step two. And then I just want you to close with anchoring all that into your body. So you've meditated, you've asked yourself, how do you want to feel? And you have ask yourself, what is it that you want to be for 2026? And I just want you to take a quiet moment and anchor that in. Feel the feelings of what it is going to be in 2026. Feel what it is to be the person that you're becoming, the manifestations that are coming. And I also want to invite you, if you want to go further into this, if you want to consciously manifest, I have a course right now that is a very special price for 2026. It is literally $20.26 that will take you deeper into this, will take you to a place where you learn to manifest from wholeness. You learn to manifest from here, authentically aligned, and you learn to manifest as a state of being and a way of living. So it is a deeper level of manifesting. And if you're new to manifesting, It doesn't mean that this is an advanced level. It just means it's a different way of doing it. And so if that's of interest to you, and the foundations are there in this course as well. So anyone, wherever you are on your manifestation journey, this is a course for you to start consciously manifesting. It goes over the three pillars that are my signature way of explaining manifestation. And it also teaches you the four-step method of becoming aware of the thoughts, the beliefs that are holding you back, and then challenging them, and then changing them. So this course is really the foundations, and the foundations that once you learn them, you will be able to manifest in general. But this is special because we move from a more conscious place. We think about manifestation from a more conscious place where it becomes who we are instead of something that we're doing, or that we're doing every once in a while, or that happens for us sometimes, but not always. We're moving you from that into this is who I am. I am a manifester. I am a co-creator, and I do it from here. So I'll put that link also in the comments for you.
Thank you for listening to this podcast episode and being part of this community. I want to hear from you. Email me at podcast@abundancewithathena.com or DM me on Instagram at @abundancewithathena and share with me your stories. And until next time, keep awakening to the abundance that's always within you.